Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And good afternoon, everybody. 203, welcome, welcome, welcome. Another edition of Carton and Roberts. That's Evan Roberts and Craig Carton. Great to have you here on this Friday afternoon. Lots cooking all the way till 7 o'clock. Number to join, as always, 877-337-6666. Of course, most Fridays, it's a football Friday. This one will be the same, with a little added wrinkle of baseball to the mix between the Yankees and the Mets. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, kid?
I'm excellent. How are you, sir?
I'm really fantastic. I got my turkey sandwich right here with the lettuce, tomato, onion, oil, and vinegar, and a little teeny bit of mayo for the zest. Why not? But I'll start you off with this. While it is a football Friday, bottom line is this, if you're a Giant fan, you're playing Seattle, going to be very tough to win the game. I don't care who your quarterback is. You know this already. Talent-wise, you are not the better football team. But Seattle is not the Seattle Seahawks home team that you've watched and seen for so many years in the last decade. This is a beatable team. Now, you are not going to be playing this game, I don't care what anybody says, with Daniel Jones.
No.
He's not playing, and he's not playing for two reasons. One, it's got nothing to do with, he's not a tough guy. He is a tough guy. He went back out on that field last week when he couldn't walk. You got to protect him from himself. And if a guy takes a snap from center and can't protect himself and can't legitimately move around the way a guy needs to move around, especially when you consider what one of the strengths of his game is, and that's his legs, he's only going to hurt himself and hurt the team. Colt McCoy is your starting quarterback.
If it was up to Daniel Jones, he plays.
Damn right he would.
And that's for a lot of athletes. If it was up to blank, they play. If it was up to blank, they play. They have to protect Daniel Jones because they've got five games left this season. I don't know what the magic number is. It's probably three. It's probably three. It may be two. They have to win football games. And so if he's not, I don't want to say 100% because nobody's 100%. If he's not close to 90, 95%, he can't play. Now, can they beat the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday? They can. They're going to take, it's going to take, first of all, James Bradbury's going to have to be lights out, which he's been all year. Because DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett, let's not forget about him. It's like, let's only talk about DK Metcalf, and I get why. He's 6'5". He's a monster.
Yeah.
We watched him this past week. Every 50-50 ball he gets. But Russell Wilson's got weapons at his disposal. This is going to be a big challenge for the Giant defense. But more than that, how many big plays can Colt McCoy actually make? And can he avoid making mistakes?
Now, listen, this game is very obvious. You're not going to stop DK Metcalf. No one has. No one's going to. This is about ball control, taking your time, letting the clock wind down on every possession as much as you can, hopefully establishing a legitimate running attack. You're limiting how much exposure Colt McCoy has, not asking him to have to win a game for you, or, you know, third and long every single time you get the rock. But listen, I'll say this about the Giants. Even when they weren't winning games, they were in games.
Every game but the Niner game, they had a chance to win. You're
and
right.
And when you watch the way Seattle played against Philadelphia on Monday night, you know, Seattle, they were the better team there. They struggled to win that game, and Carson Wentz and the Eagles were begging them to win that game. So I think it's going to be competitive. I think the Giants will do what they always do, and that is stay close. And then listen, if you're a score away in the fourth quarter and you got the ball and you got a shot, you sign up for that right now. 100% if you're a Giant fan, you sign up for that right now. We'll get to the Jets in a second because there is news involving the New York Yankees today. And I like it. And I support it. And I don't care what anyone else has to say about the guy. I'm glad Aaron Boone's here. And I'm glad that earlier today, Brian Cashman, during his annual charity event where he climbs down the side of a building in Connecticut.
Scales buildings like Spider-Man, yes.
Yeah, which I think is great. Aaron Boone, I think, did it with him.
Yes.
Now, for some reason, when they covered the story, they didn't talk about the charitable component and the fact that Brian does it every year.
Right.
The question was, has Aaron Boone, by climbing down or rappelling down a mountain with you, has he now earned the right to be the skipper of the Yankees?
What a dopey question.
Which is stupid, right? They already picked up his option, right?
Yes.
So here's the deal. Brian Cashman said it right. I've had three managers. I had Joe Torre for a decade. Mm-hmm. I had Joe Girardi for a decade. And I'd like to have Aaron Boone for another decade.
He'd like to have him for
now, a decade. Now, listen, yes. We all know Aaron Boone is yet to win a World Series. The New York Yankees have been a damn good baseball team with Aaron Boone. And yes, you want to point out the very curious decision that they made in game two of the ALDS with Garcia and Happ and all that crap? Legitimate criticism.
Except it wasn't him.
But
it was the organizational
decision. Exactly.
It's an organizational decision. Who made that decision?
I like Aaron Boone, and I'm glad Aaron Boone's the long-term manager for them.
I do, too.
And Aaron Boone has done nothing but win.
Well, hold on. Couple of things.
All the guy does is win.
I agree with you about Aaron Boone. I like Aaron Boone. And what I always say to Yankee fans when they – because you got to look at the big picture. You can't look at individual moves.
He's 88 games over 500.
Oh, I get it.
As the New York Yankees manager.
He won 100 games in his first 2 years as a manager. How often has that happened in the annals of baseball history?
And those are big anals.
Huge.
Yeah.
And this year doesn't count because it was only 60 games. The Yankees in the regular season under Aaron Boone, in my humble opinion, have overachieved over the years.
Okay, there
Maybe
you
not
go.
This past year, but those two previous years. But here's where I got to stop you. Brian Cashman wants Aaron Boone to be his manager for the next 10 years. I believe that. I'm sure he wants that. But if the Yankees don't win, and I don't want to say win a championship, if the Yankees aren't in a World Series in the next couple of years, who do you think ultimately becomes the fall guy?
Aaron Boone, of course. It's
Bingo.
Always the manager
ding,
first.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes.
So nothing's changed in the fact that the Yankees have to win. Now, that may not be the fairest thing in the world, but that's the reality. The reality is the Yankees have to win. If they don't, Aaron Boone's going to be the fall guy.
But
and he'll
is,
be managing somewhere
I will say
else.
This. It is nice to see, especially here in New York, that a general manager recognizes, hey, look, we've been hugely successful in the regular season and came within a cheating scandal, if you blame it on that, and you're certainly allowed to blame it on that, of going to the World Series, right? So,
Red Sox.
All right. Well, listen, Aaron Boone has gotten the job done.
No, I'm still right? with you on Aaron Boone. I just want to be
yes,
fair here.
Fair enough. Aaron Boone has gotten the job done. And the fact that they publicly commit to him, despite not going to or winning a World Series, all good.
Look, it's
And I respect that. And if you're a Yankee fan, this is a good news day, not a bad news day.
It's very difficult to analyze a manager. It really is, because we sit here every day, and you'll see this when we sit by side during Met and Yankee season. There are going to be days I'll come in as a baseball fan and say, what the hell was that? That doesn't mean, though, because that happens to every manager, that doesn't mean a manager's doing a bad job. You almost have to look at the big picture, and it's difficult sometimes, and say, okay, with the talent that this guy has, have they underachieved? Have they overachieved? And the way you look at that is over the course of 162 games. Because in a best-of-five series, anything can happen. And in my estimation, over the three seasons that Aaron Boone has been here.
Right.
Injuries, and that's not Aaron's fault, injuries have been everywhere. It's been everywhere, and the Yankees have been able to overcome it. And I think he also has the pulse of that locker room. Those are some of the positives about Aaron Boone. But the reality is, the cold, hard reality is they've got to win. Because if they don't win, Brian Cashman's not going to be fired.
No, he's not.
He'll
be fired eventually, but not yet.
I don't know
Boone's
about
gonna
that.
Boone's going to go first.
I think Cash has a job for life.
Meanwhile, while the Giants get ready for Seattle, while the Yankees announce to the world that Aaron Boone's their guy long term, Adam Gase is at it again. Now, yesterday, Adam Gase did us all a solid. He said, I did not get my job done. My number one job was to develop Sam Darnold into a better quarterback, and I failed at doing that. Of course, Sam Darnold came out and said it's on me. I have not progressed the manner I want to progress, and I don't blame anybody but me. But now Adam Gase has upped the ante. And not just about Sam Darnold, and not about himself, about the organization. And this is why I told you yesterday, he has now entered that rarefied air of remaining employed and firing bazookas at everybody that has a pulse over there in Florham Park. Because today's comment was as follows. Are you ready? The 2016 draft class should be the heart of this team, but only Jordan Jenkins remains. In other words, it ain't my fault. It's Mike Maccagnan's fault.
Well, first of all,
it's my fault that the quarterback sucks, but it's not my fault that everybody else sucks.
I want you to cherish this moment.
It's every day, and I love it every day.
I want you to cherish this moment because I have not uttered this sentence very often over the last year and a half. In a lot of ways, thank you, Adam Gase, because that 2016 NFL draft, let me just give you a quick memory, just to, in case you're like, 2016 NFL draft, Darren Lee was the Jets' first round pick. Darren Lee. Darren Free. Oh, no, no, it gets better, Craig. You know who the second round pick was?
Go ahead.
Christian Hackenberg.
Yes, well.
And why Christian Hackenberg was such an awful pick by Mike Maccagnan is not just the obvious Christian Hackenberg, 51st player taken in the draft, basically never took a snap in the NFL. That probably caused the brilliant general manager to then not draft Patrick Mahomes.
That's exactly right.
Or Deshaun Watson the following year. So look, this isn't an excuse for Adam Gase. Adam Gase is the worst head coach maybe I've ever laid eyes on. I got to be honest, he's that bad. But when you talk about the failures of this organization and why they're in the place they're in, he's right. The drafts have sucked. And in 2016, what a year that was. Darren Lee, Christian Hackenberg, and whatever else came out of that draft. Give me a break.
877-337-6666. We got the Giants in Seattle. We got the Yankees and Aaron Boone. And we got the soap opera that is Adam Gase, which continues. Plus, I want to say this right out of the gate. And many of you might be expecting me to say something about it. So I'm going to acknowledge it right now. So you can hit your record and play buttons at the same time and make sure you hear me loudly and clearly. Because I know there's a level of expectation that I'm going to respond to something and talk about something right out of the gate. And I am. Today is the greatest Nick of all time's birthday. So happy birthday to the king, Mr. Bernard King. I miss you, buddy, and I can't wait to see you at Madison Square Garden again when the Knicks start playing basketball. And that's what I have to say. Happy birthday to Bernard King. And the white tape on the fingers, and the baseline fadeaway J, and the back-to-back 50 points, and the Hall of Fame, and all things that are good in the world, and that is old-school New York Knick basketball.
What team drafted Bernard King?
Listen, I'm going to tell you something right now.
What?
All right?
I'm honoring Bernard King. I'm honoring the guy who drafted him.
I want to walk you through something.
Just tell me.
I want to walk you through when Bernard played out west, and then when Bernard played here, and then when he went to Washington, and then when Albert was playing for your beloved Nets, and you got the worst of the two King brothers. Don't play your funny little reindeer games wearing your Brooklyn Net hat today, thinking that you're going to have any fun at my expense honoring the great Bernard King.
I have great respect for. Let me just, because I think there's a lot of people listening, maybe they didn't get a chance to see Bernard King, so I want to be
helpful. Yes, that's true. I believe that to be accurate.
Bernard King was drafted by the New Jersey Nets. He spent two wonderful years with the New Jersey Nets. I have no idea why they traded him to the Utah Jazz. I have no idea. I can't understand it. I can't explain it. Uh-huh. But a big part of his career was being drafted by the Nets, playing out west with the Warriors.
Yep.
Obviously, his great success with the Knicks, which I will not diminish.
Mid-80s.
Coming back from injury.
That's right.
Being in Washington and actually finishing his career, which I thought was really cool, where it started. Do you know where Bernard King finished his NBA
1993.
Career?
1993.
What was
yes,
that?
He put on a Net jersey.
Okay.
But I'm honoring Bernard King. This is not King, about his Craig. Career. This is just about happy birthday.
Oh,
that's all. We don't have to sports geek it up. It's just a simple. I know people were expecting me to acknowledge something today, and I want to acknowledge it. Everyone knows I'm his biggest fan. I love the man.
Uh-huh.
He told me the story you may have heard about the two ducks that saved his life when he was in rehab. And I just want to honor Bernard King and say happy birthday.
So you're
birthday.
Talking about tape that's and all. You're talking about 50-point performances, not sport. That's not sports geeking it up?
No. Oh, that's okay. Honoring the man's
so
birthday.
I'm honoring his birthday,
no, no.
too.
What you're trying to do.
What am I doing?
You're trying to steal a little piece, a little fabric of Knick history by talking about the Nets.
You know what?
And the Nets'
all
connection
right,
to BK.
Fine. You know what? You're
that's
right.
What you did.
Can I give you a big
you
moment
did
in Knick
that's
history?
What you did.
Let me tell you one of my favorite Bernard King moments in Knick history.
No, I don't want to hear
it. He scored 60 points in a regular season NBA game. It was unbelievable. He scored 60 points on Christmas Day.
Yeah,
a day that means a lot to you.
You know who we did it against?
Who's that?
You know who we did it against?
Who's that, Craig?
Yeah, he did it against the New Jersey Nets.
And who won that game, Craig?
Don't remember who won the game. Doesn't matter. The winner of that game is irrelevant. That's right.
No, I love Bernard King.
Everyone loves
great
Bernard
respect
King.
For him.
There you go. Hey, listen, let's get some calls. Let's get cracking. It's a Friday, and I'm glad I was able to get that off my chest. I know many of you are expecting me to acknowledge it and to say something about it. That's a big story here in New York today. Here is Duke in Westport, Connecticut. Duke, good afternoon. How are you, buddy?
Cotton and Roberts in the afternoon. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's up, kid?
All right, guys. We got to get rid of Gase. Everybody knows that.
Yes.
Craigie, I'm going to need you here, buddy. Let's get sexy and go get Rexy.
Listen, everybody knows how I feel.
I'm going to let you take it from there. I'm going to need you with this one, Craigie. We got to get it back.
Let's get sexy and go get Rexy.
Let's fire it back up.
It'll never happen, of course, but I would advocate the return of Rex Ryan in a minute.
All right, let's
love Rex
let's
Ryan.
Talk real, Craig.
I don't want to talk about his record.
No,
his
I'm not.
Don't
I'm not
sports geek this.
Watch
we
this.
Like Rex Ryan.
Craig,
that's it.
Craig, I'm going to go the opposite of sports geek. You have had girlfriends before you met your lovely wife. I have had girlfriends before I met my lovely wife. There have been moments in time where we broke up with a girl. Maybe they dumped us, maybe we dumped them. And there was a thought, there was a moment of possibly getting back together. And you're like, why not? It worked so well for the 2 years we were together. Let's give it another try. And hopefully, before you got back together with the ex, you realized there's a reason we broke up in the first place. And there's no chance our second go-around is going to be as good as our first go-around.
Disagree.
Oh, really?
We broke up because Woody Johnson wasn't thinking straight. Rex Ryan never should have been removed as head coach of the New York Jets. We believe in Rex, and we like to have sex.
Well, That's not a bad one, by the way.
I do.
I may have to write that one. That might be a keeper right there.
I do like to.
That might have to be a keeper. That's
engage,
right. That's right.
Have you ever gotten back together with an ex? It doesn't end well. It doesn't go well.
I never had a girlfriend prior to getting married.
Okay.
I didn't.
All right.
I can't relate to that.
Okay.
I can imagine, but I believe you're probably right. If you break up, it's probably for a reason
and
when you're dating.
There were thoughts in my head of, hey, it was so much fun the first time. Let's do it again. It won't work. And I'm not going to say for everybody, because I'm sure there's somebody out there listening right now saying, hey, that's my wife. We were exes. We got back together. It was fantastic. 94% of couples that break up and then try to get back together and worse than the first time they broke
up.
You
make that
that's a
up?
Fact. Nope.
Would
I've done
you,
studies.
Would you read like
I've done,
Cosmopolitan magazine on that?
It's a true study. Don't question the numbers. They're completely real.
Hey, coming
so
up,
knowing that, why would you want to get back together?
Coming up, because I love Rex Ryan, and he represents Jet fans.
I love
Sloppy.
Rex, too. I love Rex,
that's
too.
Why I hated the fact when Rex lost the weight and had the bypass surgery and became all GQ, he lost his soul. And I think that ultimately ended his coaching career.
I actually don't fully disagree with you on that.
By the way, remember the guy from Miami yesterday, Eric, and his girlfriend, the nurse, came on the show?
Yes.
Well, he's on the line, and he's going to let us know if we successfully repaired his relationship and got her to understand that he was just working for the show when he decided to drop a note on the girl at Miami who was trying to sleep with Tyler Hero.
I'm confident.
The thick-legged one, if you remember correctly.
That was amazing.
He's next. Your calls. Obviously, lots of Giants today as they get ready for a game against Seattle. And listen, if they pull out a W somehow, some way, that just creates a little buffer, a little extra buffer zone to win the division. So you want it, you need it, and we got you covered.
It's Curtin and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Oh, yeah. 226, Curtin and Roberts. By the way, my son clearly follows Ralph Vacchiano. Who's he write for?
I think he's with SNY now.
He's not a writer anymore? Anyway, so Ralph put this one out, I guess, yesterday. I missed this yesterday, so this is on me. My bad. Jets rookie left tackle Mekhi Becton still leads all AFC tackles in fan voting for the Pro Bowl. 65,000 votes and change. And Giants safety Logan Ryan leads all NFC free safeties with just over 56,000 votes. So, number one, how do you vote for it? I was unaware of how you do that.
Probably somewhere online, I assume.
I guess, but I've never seen even on Twitter, on any of the digital stuff, a link saying, hey, vote for your favorite player for, you know, I don't know how that works, but I've not seen that anywhere. And number two, good job by us Jet fans repping one of our own in a winless season.
Think about this. It's possible the Jets may have more Pro Bowlers than wins in 2020.
That's right.
Well, I think it's possible.
Seems like we're a lock to get one.
Look, Mekhi's had a very good year. His biggest issue is staying on the field. That's it.
Very good year.
Is that a very good? I just said that.
And by the way, I'll tell you another guy who people were ready to give up on, you know, like 8 weeks ago.
Who's that?
Quinnen.
Quinnen Williams had a very good year, too.
Very good year.
No doubt. One of the positives about the Jets in this just horrific, winless disaster of a season is they've got just a couple of pieces. Now, you need a lot. It's an NFL team. This isn't the NBA. Denzel Mims has looked good when he's been out there.
Yes,
Quinnen Williams looks like an NFL player. Mekhi Becton, when he plays, has looked like an NFL player. Unfortunately, LaMichael Perron is on IR. That means we get to see Frank Gore a million times, which is depressing. No offense to Frank Gore. Every time he touches the football, a part of me dies
inside.
You
know, just root for him because we want to lose. He's busting his ass, trying his hardest. Let's go out there and lose to the Raiders, which I believe they're going to do. Keep the streak going, man. Streaks are hard to come by, Evan. When you have a streak, you got to hope the streak continues. You never want to be a streak buster, so let that streak continue all the way to Christmas and beyond. Here's my main man, Eric. We saved his life yesterday and his relationship with his beautiful girlfriend, who's a nurse down in South Florida. Eric, how did it go when you guys got home yesterday?
Craig and Evan, it's your South Florida correspondent on the line here.
There you go. Make it official. I like that. Make sure it's official. Go ahead.
I think we made some babies yesterday, thanks to you guys. I really appreciate it.
Nice.
Anything we can do to help a fellow guy out there. So when you guys got home, I'm sure you talked on the phone first. She was a very good sport about it. I'll give you that. You got very lucky there.
That's why she's a keeper.
No doubt. So how long you guys been dating?
We've been dating for about a year. It's been over a year and a month. So we celebrated our one-year anniversary.
When are we proposing? What's up with that?
Oh, well, she's been pushing that subject, brother.
Oh, has she?
Yeah, she's been pushing it, and so it might be coming the next year.
What's your hesitation between us? Like, what is causing you to say, nah, not quite yet?
Well, I've been single all my life. Right. I've never been in a long-term relationship before, so it's a little scary to me to commit to something, you know,
that's right,
in that nature. And I'm coming from a broken family where I never knew my dad, so I never wanted to do that to another,
makes a lot of sense.
And that's one to grow on a very special Cartman Roberts. Roberts asked the questions that changed the entire course of a show. What was it like coming from a broken home?
Hey, Craig, lighting it up. How did you know that I sit at my kitchen table naked eating mofongo?
See, because I know the human spirit, Eric, and if I was in South Florida and I'd been single my whole life, I'd be sitting naked eating mofongo too.
I do that, dude. And I love, hey, let me tell you, I love the thickety leg whip.
See, I had you pegged the minute you said hello. Well, listen, say hi to her, you know, keep her well, and good luck to you guys in the future, and stay in touch. You are now officially on board as our exclusive South Florida correspondent. If any other hot, thick-legged women try to get down some NBA players, we're going to you for the report, okay?
Okay, bro. Can I ask one serious question though before I leave?
Yeah, of course.
I'm a huge Jet fan.
Yeah,
Evan and Craig, pick number 125 in the fourth round. Please explain that to your afternoon audience. Please let me know.
What does that mean?
I'm pick talking about James Morgan.
Oh, James! Don't get me started about James Morgan.
Number 125.
No, I know. Listen, that was one of the stupidest things. He got me fired up. I didn't know what the hell he meant.
145 coming up. All right, go ahead.
Oh. You thought he was teasing something for later?
Like, hey, yeah, like, what's going on with that?
So last year, and I experienced this on the air during one of my Saturday shows, Joe Douglas takes James Morgan, the quarterback, in the fourth round. And I just, my head exploded. What the hell are you doing? And the guy can't even dress as a backup.
Right.
Why are you using a fourth round pick on a quarterback who, let's be honest, will never see the field?
Well, if I may.
Yes.
Joe Douglas knew COVID was coming. He knew there was a shot, like a couple teams, like the Denver Broncos. You got to have that emergency to the emergency to the emergency backup just in case.
You don't use your fourth round pick on a quarterback from Florida International as a project.
How about your sixth round pick on a quarterback that played a year at Michigan? Is that okay? That's all right?
That's okay.
That's okay? So fourth rounders, no. Sixth rounder, okay.
Yes.
Maybe take a flyer on a kid from Michigan who played all seven games.
Dude, a fourth round pick. Like, serve some value, especially when you got holes all over the place.
How about a second-round pick from Penn State? Do we take quarterbacks there? We don't do that no more? Have we learned our lesson there?
No. Yes.
I will say this. In the annals of drafts, local drafts, forget about any other teams. You didn't take Michael Jordan. Now, I'm talking local only, okay? That might very well be, and I'm sure don't call in with your favorite one or don't tweet me on it. This is a quick little aside because it just rang my bell, okay? Like Anita Ward, okay? You could make the argument that that might be, if not the single, a top three for Shizzy, worst draft picks of all time in the history of professional sports in this city.
Well, I'm contemplating it. I'm actually going to give you some credit with the answer. I'm not going to break it down.
Well, then go right ahead.
I think what's really interesting, before you get nuts, before you tweet at him, before you tweet at me, is that a lot of these other picks where you're like, hey, they could have taken Dan Marino, things like that. You did take someone who played in the National Football League and did something. In the case of Hackenberg, he was so bad, he couldn't play. So, I don't think your point is crazy.
It's not fair to say, we could have had Marino, because the guy we did take had a reasonable NFL career.
Well, that's the thing.
Right.
That's the thing. I mean, Ken O'Brien played in the National Football League and wasn't half bad.
No.
Christian Hackenberg. And by the way, James Morgan. Hello, James. These guys may never play.
That's right.
Yeah, James Morgan really ticks me off. No offense to him. I'm sure he's a wonderful guy. But Eric pushed my button, because that pick still bothers me the most from 2020. Ugh. James Morgan.
It is interesting. Why? Though, when you look back on failed drafts and guys that became stars and some of them Hall of Famers, regardless of the sport, that the New York Jets could have gone Dan Marino, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I mean,
that they could have had that lineage.
In fairness, you could make a lot of teams fit that.
Yeah, no, but too. I'm a Jet fan. So I was thinking about this last night. Where the Jets' lineage could have been Namath, right? Hall of Famer, to Dan Marino. A couple years gap there, obviously. Could have been Namath, Marino.
Young Brett Favre. They could have had Brett Favre.
Could have had Brett Favre.
Young Brett Favre, not your little shenanigans you pulled.
Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes. Now, I don't care if the other teams could have also. But think about from a Jets standpoint, who we did have quarterbacking over those 30 years when we could have, and this is not making it up.
You want the whole list?
We passed on every one of those guys.
You want the whole list?
And you're talking about 8 different general managers, 12 different head coaches. We said no and could have had every single one of them. 1983, back. Dan Marino's the starting quarterback of the New York Jets. Let's just give Danny a 12-year career. We don't even have to give him a 20-year career. Oh, young kid from Mississippi. All right.
Well, hold on. Let's take Brett Favre. But Craig, I got to wonder about something. You tell me.
Hold on.
You tell
me. Let's just throw a flyer out there on this sloppy-bodied kid from Michigan named Tom Brady. And then as his career is maybe panning down, we've seen this kid in Texas. He looks like he might be something. All right. Let's take a flyer on Patrick Mahomes. After all, the Bears moved up and took Trubisky.
Right.
What a bunch of morons we are.
If the Jets had drafted, because I've wondered about this before, and you tell me, because you experienced it. I was too young. If Dan Marino is drafted by the Jets, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, and they don't win a Super Bowl the way the Dolphins didn't win a Super Bowl.
Right.
And let's say the lineage after Marino follows typical Jet lineage. It doesn't jump to Favre, and it doesn't jump to Brady. None of that. It goes from Dan Marino to basically the Pennington era. And I like Chad, but you know what I mean.
Yep.
How do we view it? We didn't win anything.
Yeah, but we still, there are guys that have not won anything.
No, but we're fans. I'm not talking about Marino's career.
We would revere Marino.
I'm sure we would.
Yeah.
But we would still be tortured, is my point. We'd still be sitting here in 2020 tortured as a fan base.
What if, like Marino, they got to a Super Bowl, didn't win it?
No.
Same level of torture, you think? Probably.
For me, same level of torture? I don't know, for the older Jet fan.
You wouldn't have seen it.
I wouldn't have seen it. Exactly. That's why it's the same for me.
You wouldn't have seen it either way, so it doesn't matter.
So here's the question then.
That's fair.
Would you rather have had that, the tease of one of the great quarterbacks in the history of football, and you won nothing? I don't know, man. I don't know.
I would have rather have had Marino, yes, 100%, because I would have won 11, 12, 13 games every year. I would have been in the playoffs
that part
most
would
years,
have been fun, yes.
And I would have known going into every season, I got a shot.
Yes, right? But looking back at it all these years later, how would you look at it? In the moment, yes, because you think you have a chance.
I wouldn't be as depressed as I am about it, because I would have had it, let's just say, a decade of glory years, mm-hmm. where I knew that I was playing in January every year. Now, not winning it would bother me the same way, but I almost look back like the Knicks in the mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
I'm paying that we didn't win the title.
Right.
And, you know, Jordan's most to blame for that. Okay. But I don't look back on the mid-90s Knicks and think, you know, negatively about them. I think of my heyday, really.
Well, I get that. Makes sense.
So I'd probably do the same with the Jets. But just think about it. Listen, when you go home for your big Christmas dinner in a couple weeks, banty this around the table for combo. The New York Jets could have gone from Namath to Marino to Brady to Mahomes with a little taste of Brett Favre in the middle before he got here at 40 years old.
So if you want to cry during your Christmas party, you just have that discussion.
Whatever it takes, man. It's Christmas. What else are you talking about? You're going to be on a Zoom call with your aunties and uncles all over the country and your cousins. What'd you get me for Christmas? Nothing. Sorry. Santa said no. You want Santa to get COVID? You get nothing. But you get to Zoom with Uncle Craig?
What a prize.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Jets draft. That's a Roberts Christmas right there.
That's right.
Do you call Ian Eagle just to talk sports every now and then?
No, I wouldn't do that to him. I text him.
You text him?
I'll text.
Only about basketball, I assume?
A little football, mostly the Nets. Mostly, because most
like
people
for insight. You're looking for juice.
No.
Yeah?
I don't look for insight.
You look for juice?
You gotta understand something.
He looks for juice.
I don't
doubt.
Look for any juice. Most people, this may shock you when I say this, most people don't care that much about the Nets. Did you realize that? Most people don't.
Trust me and the listeners are all concerned about what's happening in the next 6 months, much like we were when I worked with Boomer and Hockey.
You're comparing the two?
Because I hate to do it to you. It's going to be a very short leash on it because I respect your fandom. I really do. But I got to worry about 3.2 million listeners who don't give a rat's ass about your team.
You don't think the Nets...
And I did the same thing with Boomer and Hockey. There'll be a little wiggle room. It's a short leash.
But you got to understand something, and I could be wrong. There may be a lot of interest in the Nets because Knicks fans may just hate them out of jealousy.
No.
I think that's very possible.
By the way, I should mention, my main man, Boomer Esiason, I was listening this morning, and I heard Boomer and Gio and the gang do something amazing for this young woman named Colleen, who's an employee at the Home Depot out in East Islip. Now, if you know anything about Boomer, that's where Boomer grew up. And this gal, Colleen, was in danger of losing her home due to mounting medical bills and the fact that she'd been taking care of her mom. And Colleen happens to be an autistic adult. She's also worked at Home Depot for 23 years, which is a real testament to her and to Home Depot. And I know they have a great program there in which they hire people who have quote-unquote developmental disabilities, and she's in a tough spot. So there's this woman who works at Home Depot named Susan Palladino, who's just like a saint, right? Walks on water,
right. Just
cares about her fellow man and woman, and reached out to see could somehow we get people in the community together to help this gal, Colleen, save her home. And there's a great group of guys, they're huge Jet fans. They're a sanitation company called Winters, the Winter Brothers. And I've been blessed to actually participate in their pregame tailgate. It's the best I've ever seen all over the country. The Winter Brothers are the best. Well, the Winter Brothers also have a connection to autism. And they have what's called the Winter Center for Autism. So they set up this big donation. This happened live on the air today to try to help Colleen so that Colleen won't lose her house. You can help now, too. There's something called a Flip Cause page.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to flipcause.com and you could search for the Winter Center information on that, and you can help raise the amount of money needed. I know they got really close just in the morning show alone today, but if you can find it within your heart and your wallet, recognizing that it's a very tough time to ask anybody for money, but the community's trying to rally around Colleen and her Home Depot family. I know they've made a nice donation. I know Boomer has, and a lot of people that listen this morning. Please get involved and help out. And again, it's flipcause.com, or you can just Google and look for the Winters Center Flip Cause page. So if you can navigate that, and if you guys can give me the exact link on that, please do that so I can put it up on Twitter.
Yeah, I got it right here. I'll tweet it out to you, and we'll get it out there.
So hopefully they'll raise enough money so Colleen can stay in her house. And I just think it's, again, it's the power of radio, the power of community. And as much as Boom and I bust each other's balls all the time, and we do all the time, what he and Greg Giannotti and Al and the gang did this morning just shows you how powerful radio can be and how important us being a part of this community is. So we're blessed and privileged to be here. And if we can help this gal and her family raise the money needed so that she doesn't lose her house, just consider us all in. And to the Winter Brothers, love you guys. And the work you're doing on behalf of the fight against autism is amazing. And I hope we get to the money raised that we need. And they'll give us an update later on today to make sure we are there. All right?
Yeah,
so well done.
I'll make it easy. Right? I just tweeted it out right now, so you don't even have to Google. Just go to either Craig's Twitter account, because I tweeted it at you, or my Twitter account, Evan Roberts, WFAN, Craig Carton Live. Link's right there. You click on it. Boom. That's perfect. It. Click the make a donation button and you're ready to roll.
We'll get back to all your calls. The Yankees say we want another decade out of Aaron Boone. What do you say? The New York Mets have signed nobody today. The New York Mets have signed how many everyday regular players? None so far.
Boy, what is going on around here?
The New York Yankees have major, major plans, and they will enact those plans momentarily. And we'll tell you what they are right after this on The Fan.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.